From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. President Bush announced today the formation of a new task force aimed at tracking suspected terrorists and preventing them from entering the United States. The task force will make recommendations to the president through his Homeland Security Council. The president also spoke today at the State Department, one of several buildings where traces of anthrax spores have been detected in mailrooms. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president this afternoon attended the first ever meeting of his new Homeland Security Council, which has been set up to oversee the domestic response to terrorism in the same way that the National Security Council watches foreign threats.
Along these lines, we've set up a foreign terrorist tracking task force to make sure that the land of the free is as safe as possible from people who might come to our country to hurt people.
The new task force unveiled today will advise the president and the Homeland Security Council on how to make it more difficult for terrorists to enter the country. There will be stricter background checks and, Mr. Bush said today, far more rigorous enforcement of rules regarding visas.
As an example, if a person applies for a student visa and gets that visa, we want to make sure that person actually goes to school. In other words, that they're using the visas for the intended purpose. The American people need to know that that we are doing everything we possibly can to prevent and disrupt any attack on America.
Administration officials maintain that this doesn't mean that immigrants will now find the door to America locked and barred. Asked if immigration officials will practice racial profiling in deciding who gets in and who doesn't, Press Secretary Ari Fleischer says no.
The president is determined to make certain that we are a society that continues to welcome immigrants. But there's a balance that must be found. While welcoming immigrants because they strengthen our country and always have, making certain that we make sure that any loopholes are closed so that people who would do harm to the United States, who are on known terrorist lists, for example, are not allowed into the country.
Also today, the White House reacted to more discoveries of anthrax spores in government buildings. Trace amounts have now been found in mailrooms at the State Department, at the U.S. Supreme Court, and in a building housing some Health and Human Services offices, not to mention earlier discoveries in office buildings on Capitol Hill and at several mail handling facilities. There are now a dozen confirmed cases of anthrax in the country, with three fatalities, two of them D.C. postal workers. But today, Dr. Pat Meehan of the Centers for Disease Control offered reassurance to people in the nation's capital, where a major postal facility has been contaminated and shut down.
We believe very strongly that people that live, the individuals who receive mail in the Washington, D.C. area are at are essentially at no risk of inhalation anthrax.
And he says even if there's a remote possibility that a letter has a few spores on it, there is still, quote, a very, very small risk of cutaneous type anthrax. The president actually gave a speech today at the State Department, one of the buildings where anthrax has been found. His press secretary says Mr. Bush was in no danger of coming into contact with the bacteria. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.